Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is a Guess the Famous Footballer episode. I've never done one of these before. Usually there's no reason to do it, but it is of course the final of Euro 2020 on Sunday. So I thought this was a good time to talk about some of my favourite footballers that have ever graced the football pitch. If you don't care about football, this is still useful for you. You can still learn a bit of grammar, some vocabulary, and maybe a little bit about football as well with the final coming up. So what I'm going to do is give you three players. I'm not going to say who they are, but I'm going to give you some clues, some information, some facts about them. You have to guess who I'm talking about. It could be any player who has played in the Euros at some point in history. It doesn't have to be a current player. So the first one, I was born on the 5th of February 1985. I currently play as a forward for the Serie A club Juventus. I have scored the most goals in the Champions League and most goals in the European Championships for my country. When I signed for Real Madrid, I was the most expensive player in the world. I won the European Championship with my country in 2016. Who am I? So if you know about football, I'm pretty sure you'll know who I'm talking about there. Next, I was born on the 23rd of June 1972. I was named FIFA World Player of the Year in 1998, 2000 and 2003. And also, I won the 1998 Ballon d'Or. I was capped by my country 108 times. I won Euro 2000, where I was named Player of the Tournament. And in the 2002 Champions League final, I scored one of the greatest goals of all time to help my team win the title. Who am I? And the final person. I was born on the 20th of March 1984. I played for my country over 100 times, winning three major tournaments, including Euro 2008, and Euro 2012. I scored in the final of both the European Championships I played in and won. I played in England for two clubs, Liverpool and Chelsea. And in total, I played in six major tournaments for my country between 2004 and 2014. Who am I? Okay, so there you go. There are three very famous European footballers. Do you know who I'm talking about? Well, let's start with the first one. He won the European Championship with Portugal in 2016. He is one of the most famous footballers in the world. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. Next, the winner of Euro 2000, where he was named Player of the Tournament. If you're French, I'm sure you'll know that this is Zinedine Zidane. And the final one, if you're Spanish, you'll know this one, I'm sure. He played in a lot of tournaments for his country, and he won three. Euro 2008, Euro 2012, and the World Cup in 2010. It's El Niño, the kid in Espanol, Fernando Torres. So well done if you got those right. And if you don't care about football, well, well done for making it to the end of the podcast. Congratulations for that. So that's all for today's podcast. If you're watching it on Sunday, enjoy the final. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts or you're interested in taking English classes with me online, then you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.